Inside to Kobe, back over to Lincoln, now to Landon. Landon will drive, will lay it up, and scores! And there's the third Panther to score 1,000 points in Knoxville school history. Welcome to the 1,000-point club, Landon Norris.
With that shot, Landon Norris grabbed the 1,000-point barrier in a game last night against Sheraton, 73-57. I had a chance to talk with Landon after the game to get his thoughts on such a milestone.
And we're joined now by Knoxville senior Landon Norris. You know, your teammates kind of teased you pregame and said, we're not going to give him the ball. We're going to keep away. You got that milestone out of the way. Congratulations. 1,000 point. What does that mean to you?
It's just super cool. It's cool to, like, see the hard work that has paid off because I've been working out with Joel since, like, halfway through my eighth grade. And so it's just cool to finally see, like, some hard work pay off.
You know, and I know you probably would have preferred to have done it at home last week, but either way, and, you know, what is this, you know, kind of, you know, mean to the whole career and everything? I mean, it's just, you know, that's just a cool accomplishment for anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 1,000 points is 1,000 points, whether it's here or at home, so it's still pretty cool. And then there's only – I'm the fifth person to score 1,000 points in Knoxville, so that's super cool that only five people ever have done that, and I'm one of those five.
You join boys players Brad Davis and Kieran Nichols. Those are some legendary names you just joined. Mm-hmm. What does that mean to, you know, I mean, Brad Davis, you know, before your time, your parents probably remember him. But Kieran, I'm sure you probably as a middle schooler, grade schooler, watched him play and think, wow, you know, I want to do that.
Oh, yeah. It's super cool to, like, be in the same, like, club as him because, like, I remember 7th, 8th grade, like, watching him play and, like, looking up to him. And, yeah, he was like a superstar and, like, a celebrity. So it's cool to, like, be in the – like, same club as him.
And you kind of get to share it with your brother, Lincoln. I mean, what does that mean to, you know, kind of be out there with, you know, the family and, you know, he's been kind of playing alongside you all the, you know, these years?
Yeah, it's super special because I'm guessing that none of those other four guys got to do it with his brother. And we both push each other in practice and game. So I'm a lot better because of him.
When this season started, you know, this is a pretty good team we got here at, you know, you guys got here running up and down the court, you know, kind of, you know, playing free, everything. What's that like to just kind of be out there and kind of be, you know, kind of playing free this year?
Yeah, it feels really good because I feel like that the five out there at all times, like, we all make the right play. And then I just feel like if I give the ball up, they're going to make the right play. And it just feels really good knowing that everybody can, like, do everything and we trust each other.
Needing to go 3-4-0 to end the pre-Christmas break, you know, what's that going to – you know, what does that do to you guys heading into the Christmas break when the schedule gets real after break is over?
Yeah. We kind of just have to, like, buckle down. I think these four games were, like, a good start to the year just to, like, get back into it. But, yeah, we play, like – the best team we're going to play after break, Pella. So we just got to, like, kind of lock in and get ready for them.
What are you looking forward to most as you look forward to the season? I know you're taking it one game at a time, but you've got a lot of season. What are you guys looking forward to most as you, you know, maybe, you know, get in that two-week break where you're in the gym and maybe scrimmaging and then start up again in January?
Yeah. We're just trying to take it one game at a time, like you said, but we're, like, the main goal is playoffs at the end of the year. And so every game we're just working towards like that.
I know your former coach, Troy Pearson, was there to kind of give you a hug and everything. I mean, he was part of that too, you know, for the first, you know, 3 years of the high school career.
Yeah, he was there for the first, like, whatever, 900-some points. So, yeah, it was nice that he was here. I really appreciate that.
Well, now as you look forward to Centerville, you know, what do you guys have to do? You know, I thought at times, you know, got a little sloppy during the day or during the night. What do you got to clean up by Thursday to, you know, come away with a win against Centerville?
Yeah, like you said, just clean up on some of those passes and just, like, be a little strong with the ball and then obviously play defense a little better because Sheraton has the three Rice brothers now. And the Rice brothers I played AAU with all summer, and he's gotten a lot better. So if we limit them, like, his shots, then we should be good.
All right. Well, Landon, congratulations again. You are now a part of an exclusive club at Knoxville High School forever. And you know, your name is going to adorn, you know, alongside Kieran Nichols and Brad Davis and many others.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That was Knoxville boys basketball senior Landon Norris after he achieved his 1,000th career point in a victory last night against Sheraton, 73-57. More of today's Lely Radio Sports page is next.